Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up? What's up? Welcome to Side Hustle School. This is Chris Guillebeau. Welcome as well to Throwback Thursday. Throwback Thursday, our weekly segment. We take a look at someone whose story has evolved since we first featured them. And we have had all kinds of stories throughout the year. Last week, in fact, we heard from a Florida enthusiast, a Florida man, let's say, but that's not a knock. It's okay to be a Florida man. He becomes America's leading ambassador of kick bikes, a European mode of transport and adventure. That was Jordan Crowder. Today in our latest feature, we're going to hear from the founder and CEO of a lead generation slash digital marketing company called Credo. Credo, C-R-E-D-O. It's been through a few different iterations over the years, but continues to grow and evolve. CEO's name is John Doherty, so let's hear a bit from John, and I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap-up.
My name is John Doherty. I'm located in Denver, Colorado, in the United States. I'm the founder and CEO of a company called Credo, and I was featured in episode 450. I got started with Credo under a different brand name 7 years ago at the beginning of 2013, where I had stopped doing any of my own consulting and had clients that were asking me who they should work with, and then had other people coming to me wanting to work with me. And when I told them I wasn't taking on work, they asked who they should work with. So I built out a Google sheet of people that I knew and trusted and just started sending them leads basically and introductions. And then I realized that lead generation is actually a big business. And I got in a lead in a city in Utah, and my friends own an agency there. And I pinged one of them and I said, "Hey man, I just got this introduction here, got this lead. Would you be willing to pay me $50 for the intro?" And he goes, "What's your PayPal?" So 3 minutes later, I had $50 in my account, sent him the lead. He closed it, made thousands of dollars. I went and bought a domain name and threw it up on some hosting. And then I went full time on it, on the business in September, 2015, when I got laid off from my last job. So since I was last on the show, which I believe was a couple of years ago, we've made actually some pretty big changes. So I brought on a business partner as a CTO, and I now have a team of five, which includes some contractors. And so basically we cover marketing, product, dev, ops, and finance. And then during the year of 2019, we actually made a huge business and product pivot. So we went from basically being a lead generation service to a full-fledged marketplace. So we actually help companies hire, and then we hold the payments in escrow. Pro delivers the work, and then we pay out to the pro from the money that the client paid in, and we take a commission on that from that total that they paid in. So we've during that time, we dipped, and we actually went down to about 23, 24K a month in revenue. And since then, we've come back up, and so now we have six figures a month flowing through our systems and money being paid to pros. Of course, we're taking a percentage of that. So we've had months revenue as high as 50K. And then we've had during the dip, we had, you know, months, as I said, around 23, 24K. So we've been through a lot of strategic changes. I really bet the company on it and seems to be paying off. Our biggest challenge right now is really like, which side do we put more of our time into? And there's no clear cut answer for us. So we have to keep doing the marketing on the client side, on the demand side, and then also working with the supply side, the agency side, the network side to help them close that work and retain that work. So our biggest challenge is just that, you know, we're in that weird size time, and also a weird time in business, and always just trying to put our efforts where they're going to make the biggest impact. So advice that I would give to someone who wants to follow in my footsteps would be, first, become an expert in a specific field. So before I even started my company, I had worked in, or before I went full-time on it in 2015, I had worked in search engine optimization and digital marketing, in-house and agency side, leading teams, building teams, helping clients grow for 6-7 years. So I went deep in a specific area, so I really could identify what the issues were that people had kind of on both sides, and then was able to bring it together. So my first piece of advice is get really, really good at one thing. And honestly, if you can get known for that as well, so speaking at conferences or blogging or something like that, it's much easier to launch your own company. If you want to launch your own company, and I always say that if you feel like you want to launch your own company, you owe it to yourself to do that at some point. But it is much easier to launch your own company and to get initial customers and really get to those 1,000 true fans, as Paul Graham calls it, if you already have an audience. So those would be really my two biggest pieces of advice: is become an expert, and then also build an audience, because then if you're an expert in one area, you know the specific problems to solve, and your audience is going to follow.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Thanks so much to John for sharing those updates with us. Check out his business website, getcredo.com, or his personal site, johnfdoherty.com. John F. like Foxtrot, Doherty, DOHERTY.com. Let me know what you think and who you'd like to see featured from our archives of more than 1,000 stories. If you've got a question or an update for us, come say hi on SideHustleSchool.com. Today's notes, SideHustleSchool.com/2168. That's all for today. Coming up tomorrow, Failure Friday, then we got some more listener questions, a first $1,000 story, and of course, so much more. My name's Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.